Hello and welcome to the International Institute of Marine Surveying podcasts. Today Captain Ruchindale releases his final message as IIMS President. Please note this is an AI-generated voice speaking Ruchin's words.
Dear members and fellow maritime colleagues, as I sit to write my final column as President of the International Institute of Marine Surveying, I do so with a deep sense of pride, not just in having held this office for the past 2 years, but in the remarkable progress the Institute has made during this period. Over the past 2 years, IIMS has continued to grow in both stature and industry relevance. Membership has strengthened, crossing important milestones, and what is even more encouraging is why people are choosing to join. Many new applicants describe IIMS as the most respected professional body in marine surveying, a platform that offers credibility, continuous learning, and alignment with global standards. That is powerful.
The launch of the IIMS Learning Portal last year has been a defining step forward, transforming how training is delivered and ensuring that professional development is no longer limited by geography or circumstance. At the same time, the Institute has taken a leading role in addressing emerging risks, particularly, most recently, in the area of lithium-ion battery fires, where the work undertaken by Mike Schwartz and the team has brought clarity to a subject often oversimplified in mainstream discourse.
Our global events, from Baltimore to Goa, from Brisbane to Hamilton, Canada, have reinforced what IIMS does best, bringing surveyors together, fostering meaningful discussion, sharing knowledge, and strengthening professional standards across borders.
For all of this, immense credit must go to indefatigable Mike Schwartz and the headquarters team, whose leadership, energy and clarity of purpose have ensured that IIMS has not only remained relevant, but has stayed ahead of the curve during what has been a decade of unprecedented change for our profession.
It has been both a privilege and an honour to serve as president during this time, and I remain deeply grateful to Mike, the board and the membership for placing their trust in me. When I assumed this role, I had one clear objective: to try and create tangible value for the practicing marine surveyor. We are, without doubt, a body of immense knowledge. We write papers, publish guidance, set standards, and host multiple events. But I often ask myself, does this translate into real-world impact for the surveyor standing on the jetty, by the hatch cover, or in the cargo hold?
This question led me to engage closely with P&I clubs and their executives, first in London at the start of my tenure, and more recently in Singapore. The intent was simple: to explore whether the competence and credibility that IIMS represents could play a more direct role in the appointment of surveyors, particularly for critical surveys where safety is at stake. The response I got was encouraging, but also revealing. While the clubs fully recognise the value that IIMS brings, their operational model remains closely tied to correspondent networks, which in turn influences surveyor appointments. In many parts of the world, particularly in our region, this creates a structure where commercial familiarity can sometimes outweigh technical competence. This is not criticism, but a reality, and it leaves us with a challenge. How do we ensure that for critical surveys, such as pre-loading sampling and testing of iron ore fines, coal, bauxite, nickel ore, and other mineral concentrates, for example, the most competent surveyor is engaged? Because in such cases, the outcome is not commercial alone. It is directly linked to the safety of the vessel and the lives of seafarers. I will be the first to admit I have not yet solved this conundrum, but I firmly believe the idea is sound, and I hope that the incoming president and the board will continue to pursue this dialogue. The opportunity for collaboration between IIMS and the insurance community remains one of the most meaningful ways we can influence safety at sea.
Alongside this, an important opportunity has become increasingly evident: the need to engage more closely with the Directorate General of Shipping in India, particularly in shaping structured approaches to surveyor competence and certification. There is also a growing yacht and small craft sector, which presents a clear gap that IIMS is well placed to support. While some initial steps have been taken, this is very much an area where continued effort and focus will be essential.
Perhaps one of the most important reminders during my tenure came from Mike himself, when he said that many of our members work in isolation and that IIMS can serve as a vital support network if they choose to engage. That thought has stayed with me, because beyond qualifications and titles, what IIMS truly offers is community, credibility, and confidence.
As I step down from this role, I do so with immense pride and even greater optimism for the future. The Institute is in strong hands, the profession is evolving, and the need for competence, integrity, and courage in marine surveying has never been greater than it is now. I will continue to serve and support IIMS in every way I can. Thank you for giving me this honour. Survey well. Captain Ruchin Dayal, President, outgoing.
And now we have a welcome message from inbound IIMS President, Mike Proudlove. Please note this is an AI-generated voice speaking Mike's words.
Dear colleagues, I am honoured to take on the presidency of the IIMS, an institution which I have been a member of and actively involved with for 20 years. I would first like to thank Captain Ruchin Dayal, our outgoing president, for his commitment, dedication and contribution to the Institute, not only over the past 2 years, but throughout his membership. I know Ruchin will continue to be actively involved in the years to come behind the scenes. Thank you, Ruchin. As Ruchin describes in his column, the IIMS is stronger than ever, and this growth and strength comes not just from the talented Murrells House head office team and the management board, but from the contribution that all members make. Any professional body is only relevant and influential if it has a strong and active membership, whether that is a student member embarking on their first educational course, an experienced member refining their skills and staying up to date, or a member contributing their time to review reports or mentor colleagues. These are all areas where the Institute excels. It is this breadth of engagement that makes the IIMS more than the sum of its parts. The respect shown to the IIMS by flag states, P&I clubs, regulators, surveying associations, insurers and underwriters, and maritime institutions around the globe is enhanced by our professional and active membership. The worldwide reach of the IIMS is what sets the Institute apart from other surveying bodies and organizations. Whilst we take for granted the global mobility of large ships, the nature of modern, small, leisure and commercial vessels means a European-flagged, 24-meter, crew transfer vessel may be found working in Trinidad on an oil and gas project, or an Australian 12-meter sailing yacht may circumnavigate the globe and spend a season in the Greek islands. These vessels will probably need the services of a suitably experienced surveyor, whilst not in their home country, and the owner or operator of that vessel can rely on IIMS members to perform such services. This is the global brand with an international reach that the IIMS has become. As someone who works primarily with vessels under 500 gross tonnage, I hope to increase the Institute's exposure to, and penetration of, the small commercial vessel market, particularly in areas such as offshore renewables and marine civils. Owners and charterers of these vessels are often faced with a complex, some would say unnecessarily repetitive, survey regime that is time-consuming, expensive and, in my opinion, does not ultimately improve safety. The Institute's excellent work with the International Marine Contractors Association over the last 11 years has developed a strong base of vessel inspectors and honed the electronic Common Marine Inspection Document to be a fit-for-purpose, global standard. It is now the duty of IIMS members and EC MID-approved vessel inspectors, along with the IIMS management, to convince project developers and project owners that the EC MID is the only inspection required beyond flag and port state inspections. As anyone who works in this segment of the maritime sector knows, this will not be easy, but I am convinced that if any organization can make this change, it is the IIMS. The current position is analogous with the concern Ruchin raises about the situation with P&I clubs. The commercial familiarity can sometimes outweigh technical competence. I look forward to continuing Ruchin's work and challenging the status quo. Best wishes, Mike Proudlove, President incoming.